This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here on the BCP, finally live at a con for the first time in almost 2 years with his brother, Tom's River Toy and Collectible Show here, of course, in Tom's River, New Jersey, man. It's good to be back, brother.
Yeah, it's good to be back at a con, be with people. One of our favorites right next to us, Riley Shepard.
Gladiator of the Geeks.
There she is. We got Titan Championship Wrestling here.
Shameless promo.
As well as a plethora, a smorgasbord of toys.
Yeah.
It is a toy show after all.
It is, man. And it's just great to be here, man. I know we got up super early. We packed up. We were excited to get down here, man.
Anytime before noon is early for me. So.
Yeah, I got you. But I appreciate you making the trip, bro. It's just, like I said, it's good to be back. Yeah. We never left, but we are here.
No, we never did. No.
To our right, NXT prospect, of course, second generation superstar Miranda Gordy is here. A couple tables down, I see WWE Hall of Famer, arguably one of the most decorated champions of all time, Mr. Jerry the King Lawler, a legend. Just a couple tables down from us.
King of Memphis.
Yeah, and toys as far as the eye can see. So we're going to see what we can do here, good brother. We'll see if we can get some interviews. We're going to talk to some people. We're going to talk to some fans. We're going to take some pictures, man. It's good to be back, brother.
It is.
All right, guys, back here on the BCP live at Tom's River Toy and Collectible Show. Having fun going over there, goodest brother?
Damn right we are.
That's fine.
We had first con in what, almost 2 years?
Yeah, man. It's good. It's great to be back. Jerry the King Lawler was here.
Miranda, we got the Goddesses of War
Goddesses of War to our left. Riley Shepard, the Vivacious Vicious One.
The Gift of Gab over there.
The Gift of Gab.
Gabby Ortiz.
That's right, man. This is great. It's good to be back. Like I say, we never left, but we're joined by our special guest at this time. He is training to get in the ring. He's a former manager, a seller of great toys and merch.
Seller of Donnie
Jackson. And the guy who hooked us up here. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for having me, too.
How are you, man? How you doing?
Yeah, how is everything?
You know, just living life, you know, just part of Titan, you know, just
that's right.
Working at the school, training, and trying to get in that ring.
Yeah, let's talk about that, man, because, like, I've known you in passing from these, like, Titan events and stuff like that, but you're telling me, like, you were a manager, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but now you're actually getting into the ring, you're doing some training over at Adrenaline Sports Academy. Tell us about the training.
It's hard, I mean, like, but at the end, I know it's going to be worth it. You know, Josh Adams, he's been training us, you know, incredible trainer.
Yeah.
Vincenzo.
Oh, I love those
guys. Got Slayer coming in. I managed Slayer since 2014, so it's going to be interesting for him to actually train me in the ring now.
Yeah, is it tough, like, when you get in there? Because I, you know, we talk about taking bumps and hitting the ropes and hitting the mat, man. Like, what's that first bump like?
It's like getting into a car accident, basically.
Oh my god!
Like, it's
yeah, I heard taking bumps and hitting the ropes is the toughest.
Oh yeah, the cardio. Oh.
That's what I hear, the cardio.
Yeah, I'm like doing cardio, I'm like out of breath, wheezing, I gotta go outside, but
now is there anything that you picked up naturally that you're surprised that you it's almost like second nature kind of thing?
I would say the chain wrestling.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Bumps are easy because when I got into the business as like a manager, they taught me how to, like, take bumps. Because you never know. You know, managers do take bumps.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
But with the chain wrestling, I thought I was going to do, like...
It's so funny, though.
That's awesome.
Because you talk about all the hard work and the cardio and all that stuff that goes into it. But you have a big smile on your face this whole time, man. Do you love it?
I love it, yeah. No complaints. I mean...
That's awesome, bro. So, talking to you, and again, thank you again for having us.
Yeah,
here,
thank
man.
You so
oh,
much.
Thank you guys
man.
For having us.
We appreciate it.
Everyone, like, support Donnie and all he does, and he's doing some great things in wrestling. But just talking to you, getting to know you a little bit better, you've talked about managing the likes of, I don't know, a Tommy Dreamer, Crime Time, all these just great names. Like,
oh my God.
How did you start managing? Like, I had no idea, bro.
They just the promoters just threw me to the wolves, and.
But
I guess I'm doing my job okay.
Yeah.
Like, I managed, like, oh my God. the Great Khali. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, Great Khali.
So did you grow out your sideburns like Rungeon? Yeah.
I was part of, you know, a WWF history match. I managed Greg Hammer Valentine against Tito Santana.
Wow.
I watched that on TV, and now I'm like part of it. It's mind-blowing. I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed.
You are, man, and you're killing it, man. We're all about the name drops, so keep them coming here, man. So what if there's like a dream person that you could manage that you haven't managed yet, or now that you're a competitor, maybe facing the ring, who would it be?
There's so many guys. Like,
no, okay, we narrow it down to like five.
He's like,
Shawn
I managed.
Michaels.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because like everybody has their go-to wrestler that made them want to be in the business. And
oh, I know I do, yeah.
It's funny because I watched all these guys like on television and I'm like, oh, you know, hopefully one day I get to be, you know, one of them. And then I saw one of the indie guys that actually made me want to do it. His name's JT Dunn.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, so like watching him and his style, it was like, it was mind-blowing. I want to do this.
Wow, man. So you talk about style. Like, obviously, you're just getting started to get into training. Like, for you, what is the Donnie Jackson, if that's even going to be your name moving forward?
There's a
what's
lot
the
of,
style going
to
be?
Yeah, I was about to say, is it a hybrid?
There's a lot of stuff I can't say because there's a lot of stuff in the works. But let's just say in the near future, I'll be making my in-ring debut for Titan.
Really?
Sooner,
you heard it here first.
Sooner than you think.
We going trunks or we going tights?
Nice.
Ooh. I'll tell you the colors, though.
Okay. I'll take it.
Lime green with a Beetlejuice.
Look at this guy.
Beetlejuice. That's the
those
Beetlejuice.
Are Bob Man colors
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, there you go. Beetlejuice. I love that, man. Well, I'm excited for you to get in the ring, man. That's amazing.
I can't wait.
Who on the roster would you love to work with? Now, I know you know a lot of these guys. Obviously, we have the Goddesses to our left. There's a ladder match coming up May 15th, man. Who would you like to get in the ring with? Maybe have some sort of ladder or gimmick match with? Like, who's like your dream opponent as far as TCW is concerned?
I would say Waylon Cage because I'm actually training with him.
Okay.
So like, I think him and I could put on a good match, a good showing.
I love Waylon Cage, man. I don't always agree with the trust fund and all that, but I like Waylon. He's got my respect. He literally jumped off the top of the cage. I mean, come on. It's in the name right there.
Hey, at training, I lifted him over my head, so.
Oh, wow. Yep. We're getting a lot of real talk here. That's amazing, man. And I wanted to ask you this, man. We always like to throw it back, man, but you've been in this business for a while, man, way longer than I've known, and you've done so many great things already, man. It's almost like things are kind of working backwards.
It's like everything's like going full
yeah.
circle, like
yeah,
it's just,
exactly.
That's
exactly.
awesome to hear, man. You're living the dream.
And it's funny because I actually made my in-ring like quotations in-ring debut like 2 years ago, but it was a squash, you know. But I wrestled Billy Jack Haynes.
Okay.
And then my second match was me teaming up with Sal Sincere, Tom Brandy.
Wow.
Against the FBI, Nunzio and Tony Mamaluke.
Ah, for yes.
So, like, managing the headliners and now, like, getting to, like, work with them, it's amazing. Let alone sharing a locker room with them.
That's awesome.
You can't make this shit up.
Dude, you can, man. And you're killing it right now. But I got to ask you this one. We always like to rewind and ask, like, how you got into the business, man. You've been doing this for such a long time. And you've done so many great things already. Were you a fan?
I was... I was at the wrong place at the wrong time when I got in the business.
Story of my life.
I actually went to a show with my sister. It was a Saturday night, and she was a fan at one of the wrestling promotions. And I always say, like, I want to do this. But like, when I went to the show, I was talking to the promoter like after the show. Mm-hmm. And I just said, yeah, how do you like get in the business? Like, I really want to do this. He goes, you know, come, I'll give you all these dates, start training, and then started, you know, bumping. And I'm like, you know what, man, I want to play it safe right now because I'm not really sure if I want to be in the ring yet.
Okay.
Let me start out managing and then work my way up to the top and then my very first night he put me with Carlito, I thought it was a rib going backstage seeing my name with Carlito.
That's not cool. I don't know. This sounds like right place, right time.
Yeah, seriously, man.
I don't hear anything wrong about this situation.
No, it's just.
By the way, that is pretty cool.
And then he brought me back the second show I managed Fit Finley against Boogeyman.
Come on, man.
And then just
his name is Finley.
Started traveling with Balls Mahoney and.
Yeah, I heard some funny. I heard some funny stories. R.I.P. Of course.
Yeah, R.I.P. But I'm sure that was a blast.
Oh man.
So, last question from me, man. Before we get the shameless promo, but like, you're back in the ring. You have goals, man. Is the goals to get on TV or that whole thing, or is it just to get in the ring and work with some of these guys?
I do want to make it, but I think. My main thing is just to wrestle.
Just to learn and get out
just
there.
Basically.
I got you, man. That's great, man. Follow the dream, man. It's good to just see people follow their dreams. We just saw someone walking around the con asking about the wrestling school.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who had trained, and he said he blew out his shoulder, and now he wants to get back into it. So you had a good conversation
with him. It's a great school. It's good. Everybody should. This is the place where everyone needs to be.
That's right. And I think it's Adrenaline Sports Academy in South Toms River. What did you say, Friday and Sunday nights?
Fridays from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Past my bedtime. But, that's awesome. But, Donnie, thanks for a few minutes, man. Again, thank you for
thank you so much,
happen.
Man.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for having
out.
Us.
It was really fun.
It was fun, man. We'll do it again. Best of luck moving
Definitely.
Forward. All right, man. We out. Oh boy, we're having too much fun here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the BCP here at Toms River Toy and Collectible Show. Goodest brother, you having fun over there?
Damn right I am.
That's awesome. We have another guest at this time. You know her as the manager of Fun House Wrestling over at TCW. Please welcome to the show, Miss Donna Didario?
Didario. We're going to say both.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing?
We are doing great. It's great now.
It's great to be back at a convention. Like, this is our first time in almost over a year and a half, like, being back. We used to go to the horror cons and the wrestling cons, the comic cons. We're back. How's it been for you today? Are you having fun?
It's been awesome. A lot of great people.
Yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler was here.
Yes.
Amanda Gordy was here. It's been phenomenal. You guys are here.
That's great. Right. Yeah. Shameless promo. Love it.
Yeah, thanks for tolerating us.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're not live. Go ahead. Gotcha. Yeah, no, you're working. I understand. We're here doing business.
Doing business right now.
And speaking about doing business, let's talk a little bit about Funhouse Wrestling. I want to talk about how that came about. And that Fatal 4-Way at the last show was fantastic.
It was really great.
A show stealer. Tell us a little bit about the Funhouse of Wrestling.
Well, Funhouse Wrestling is going to be an event that the icon, New Jersey icon Magic, had a vision. And, he went with it. And it's going to be more or less for a younger crowd, for the kids.
Okay.
We're eventually going to have some bouncy houses, some face painting.
Is it bad that I'm still going to enjoy
that?
Yeah,
can we go in the bouncy house? That's the question.
Can I go in the bouncy house?
Definitely go in the bouncy house. You just can get your face painted.
Oh, man.
I'm definitely
in.
Spider-Man.
Get a couple of kids to stomp you, too. Look at that. Yeah. Or maybe I'll have to throw you out of the building.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah. That's awesome. But how proud are you to be part of Titan Championship Wrestling? I know they've been very good to us and Funhouse.
Yeah, we're very
wrestling.
Proud to be a part of them.
Billy Fenske is
the man.
He's great. I mean, when this took off, he made that phone call to me. He was like, Donna, I was like, I'm with you. That's it. 100%.
That's awesome.
Billy's back. I got Titans back. No matter what anybody has to say, I'm a loyal person.
Yeah, love it. And we're very appreciative to Titan. And I do, we're all about the shameless promo here. If you've heard the podcast, Donna, we want to talk about some of this fantastic merch that you're always selling at the shows as well. I saw Nunez eyeing some of the figures over there. Tell us about selling some of these figures and what you're doing as well.
I get some figures and, sell them, make a little profit, help everybody out. A lot of the figures you can't get. So, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Let's try to help give back to everybody, They come out, they support indie wrestling, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
The
deep cuts. So how did you get involved with wrestling? Like, for me, it started with the podcast, obviously. Like, were you a fan? Like,
wow, I used to watch wrestling at the age of 4 years old.
Okay.
I went to my very first wrestling event. Oh, my God. You're gonna make me say my age here.
No, that's I'm the old guy. That's my gimmick.
27 years ago. You know, I met the right people, and you know, started traveling with them. I got invited, and you know, it took off from there. Bobby Lombardi, may he rest in peace, the Doghouse Wrestling School, back in Queens with the likes, the greats of like Homicide, the Hit Squad,
yeah.
Jay Lover. You got Jersey All Pro, Frank, rest in peace. Mm. I mean, it was just a great time, and I just stood with it. I used to do photography for the Doghouse, and oh, wow. You know, just kept going. I got a lot of good friends in this company and in the business.
Yeah.
You know, ECW, original ECW.
Oh man, that's my sweet spot.
We'll be seeing some of those guys coming to Don't worry.
I'm getting a lot of teasers today. I like this. We're getting a little exclusive, a little teaser here. I like it. So you mentioned ECW, but like you said, you've been watching since you were four. Like, who were your favorites? Like, who were your guys? Who were your girls?
Who were the ones you looked up to growing up?
I would say for WWF, oh boy, you got the likes of, I mean, I love Lou Albano. I love that cocky attitude.
Oh, love it. Yeah, we love Super Mario as well.
Yes, there it is.
Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior. Nowadays, ECW, let's say ECW.
Okay.
Jazz is one of my close.
Yes, Jazz is so good. Right, severely
there.
Underrated.
Yeah. New Jack.
Oh, man.
Dreamer. I mean, I'm just close with so many of them.
Okay, so I'm going to hit you up for all your content. No, I'm just kidding. I tease. Dreamer, former guest of the show. He was phenomenal, by the way. But that's great.
Devon Dudley.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy. That's amazing. Bubba Ray. I mean, oh, my God. The list goes on and on.
So for you, what are your goals moving forward, like in this business? Like obviously, you're so involved in the indie wrestling side of things. Is it to kind of get to that next platform? Do you want to just be kind of a pillar here on the indie scene? We've heard every different answer. Like people want to open schools. Like what's the goal for you moving forward?
I'd say right now it'd be sticking with Titan. I mean, I love Titan. You know, it's like I said, Billy is he's a great guy. He's an honest guy. There's no sugarcoating anything. You know, and that's what it needs to be. Straightforward, honest, that's it.
Yeah, well, I know I can say that Nunes and I are appreciative of TCW letting us be part of the hashtag Titan family.
Yes, we are
so
appreciative.
I don't know why they put me on commentary. I think it's a big mistake, but I appreciate the opportunity. And Donna, just any shameless promo you want to get out to the fans right now where they can follow TCW, follow you on socials, any of that good stuff. Do we have Donna T-shirts? Do we have Donna 8x10s?
We have some Donna 8x10s.
Ooh, yes. Is there? I will take one of those.
I will be having some more made.
Okay, let us know.
Look at that. They all sold out already.
I have none left, to be honest with you.
Look at that.
I have a few actually from a former era, but you know, now we're going to do some good ones.
Okay.
We're going to have better ones done. And I mean, TCW is the place you want to be in Northeast. And Funhouse, and let me give a little shout out to my little Funhouse referee.
Like we said, that fatal four-way was great.
Yeah,
well, if that little referee wants to make a little mistake again,
that's fair.
He's gonna meet the true Donna.
Ooh.
And that's not gonna be very nice.
Oh boy. This is why we're trying to stay on your good side.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Oh, thank you, Donna. You're great. Thank you for a few minutes of your time, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Continue success moving forward. All right, we'll see you at TCW.
Thank you guys. See you then.
All right, we out.
Out.